A word for you from 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor, because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. Let's highlight that little word, but, today, because although it is just three letters, it is such a small word, it contains so much and was very personal for this mighty man of valor, for Naaman, who had everything going for him. He was popular, he was heroic, he was idolized in his nation, he had a history of courage, and the highest politicians regarded him with honor. Even the king of Syria regarded him with high favor. He was a man of valor. And yet it says, and the whole of the rest of the story then revolves around the simple word, but. And for Naaman, the but in his life was a terrible but. For it says, but he was a leper. He might have had just a small spot or two, but they knew the signs, and it would have been clear by the time that it came to the attention of Naaman, and it would seem to the attention of his king as well, that he was on his way to a certain miserable death. He would have, even long before his death, been excluded from the normal healthy population, because this sickness was one which led to exclusion. Leprosy, so important in the Old Testament imagery, and we need to understand it as not just a disease, but symbolic of the stain and sin and condemnation that comes through evil. Evil which sticks to one and causes one to become so ill, it is an illness unto death. Is there perhaps a but in your life? You are winning in so many other areas, perhaps doing well financially, doing well with popularity, and yet you know there is this but in your life. And one has to admit, if you're honest before God, but I am plagued by this sin. I'm troubled by this evil. Wouldn't it be better if you would instead be able to refer to the other but in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4, where it says, but God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us while we were dead, made us alive together with Christ. That is the victory that you can have.